WATAP.
Where's Wally?
Right here. What up?
Hello, Walter.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I am on ED switch, though, in a restaurant, so I don't know that you can hear me well.
No, I can hear you pretty good. So, I did that meeting last night.
Okay, well, you're at the ground level. As things start to hopefully solidify. It's basically a phoenix out of the ashes.
Yeah. David's got a lot of work to do.
They do. They do. I know Don had talked about before he had passed about the ball, but oh well. So, falling on us younger old guys. We're the youngsters now that are the old guys that can do this stuff.
I kind of thought that, but I really didn't want to say that.
Okay, I want to run an experiment here. Right now I have the phone right up to my face, so just pay attention to the quality of my audio and mostly the level. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to set the, I got a headset on, and I'm not sure where the audio is going to end up. So I'm going to set the phone down on the table and continue talking. Let me know if there's a significant change in the audio level or quietness or something like that. Hold on one sec. Okay, and now I'm the phone is sitting on the table, and I'm long-arming it. Has the audio changed significantly?
No, it almost sounds the exact same.
Excellent. That means it's picking up the mic in my headset, so I can long arm it and not have to pick it up to my face. Now people can just look at me. Who's he talking to? He's talking to himself.
Okay, but by today's standards, they're supposed to just ignore you and not say anything, so go ahead and talk to yourself all you want.
Yeah, honestly, I think nowadays nobody thinks anything of it because so many people are walking around with headsets and devices. But when we were younger, you'd have thought it was funny. Anywho, I'm down here. I just got the grandkids off to school a little bit ago. Well, my granddaughter about an hour ago. So I came and got some breakfast at one of my favorite restaurants down here in Kirchhoville. Just finished that. So now I think I'm going to head back over to the house and get set up for a 10 o'clock meeting. Oh, just got an email coming in about the meeting.
Very good. Okay. Yeah, sounds good. Other than that, not too much. I'll chat with you on the phone about other stuff. Yeah, I don't know if I told you or not, but one of my long-lost ambulance partners on the website is now that he's able to hit that new repeater on his HT, and I saw his name on the dashboard, and I thought, huh, I wonder if that's the same Paul. And it was, so he was Kalamazoo cop, city cop for a while, and him and I worked together for, I don't know, a handful of shifts, but he was kind of a wild child when he was younger, so he was one of those that would end up disappearing, and then you'd have to find out what nurse was disappeared, and that's where you would find him.
And you're saying he was on the call last night, on the meeting, the virtual?
No, I was talking about, you know, the enhancements that Mike is doing on the MI-5 on the west side of the state, and now he's able to talk into MI-5, and I saw his call on the pipe, or whatever it's called, CHP dashboard. I saw his name, actually, I didn't recognize his call, and I tracked him down on the bat phone, and was the same guy. So it's kind of a like reflection of the past, you know. Find all your old friends sometimes on ham radio too. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I had a kind of a similar thing. I mean, it wasn't quite similar, but I was actually on my work radio, and one of the guys, he's a climber. I don't know if you. No, you probably didn't meet him, but he was our climber that did the work at Richmond. Or did you? Did you meet Cam? I'm not sure. Anyhow, he gets a hold of me on the commercial, on the police radio, you know, and up there in Mile. He says, hey, hold on, somebody wants to talk to you. And this guy gets on the radio. This ain't ham radio at all. This is my actual work radio on the work frequency. And his voice comes through. I know instantly who it is. He's like my, you know, I would say one of two Elmers, but if I had to call somebody an Elmer, probably my, you know, my favorite guy that, you know, when I was getting started out, he was the model. And I recognize his voice instantly, and I'm like, son of a gun. And so we chatted for a little while, and he's doing a lot, you know, doing well. And he was actually up there helping him get a repeater on the air, and you know, he's at least 10 years my senior, so I'm thinking he's, you know, well into his 70s, and he's still, you know, helping put up the repeaters and all that stuff. And it's just great to hear him, you know, one of the small role things. It's always great.
Yeah, so it was kind of fun. So, all right, I got to let you go. I still got the one grandkid, the other one's in school, but hopefully her recovery is taking longer. Mommy's recovery is taking longer than they thought, so she's home, but she's not ready to deal with. And I got Grandma. Yeah, say hello. Say hi.
Hi.
So anyway, we still got the monster child.
Well, hello. I got my granddaughter off, like I said, about an hour ago, so she wasn't going to miss it for the world. There's dressed up in pajamas day at school, so. All right, anyhow, I got to shut everything down here, get back over to the house, get set up, and get on my 10 o'clock. So I'm going to get rolling now. I'll be listening here on the node, one or the other. And, of course, always got the other means available. Catch you in a bit. It'll be 8 o'clock.
NAKPP. Very good. Okay. Yep. So, and that other project, poor Dave, he got a lot of work. So we'll chat later. NAKPP. I'm in the house. I'm on the handheld right now. good for me in here. How you got me in? You're really good here, too. I'm here, Sean. Can I help you with anything? W8RCY.
No, he was just having problems with one piece of equipment, and then he just called me, but I was on a phone call. So I'm between phone calls and going into another one. I'm going to just not be able to. I'm sure he wants to know what happened, but I'm between phone calls working on a project here. W8RCY.
Okay, I'll be monitoring throughout most of the day if you need me for anything. All right, have a good day. Catch up with you later. W8RCY.
are you H-Mobile?
N-8-K-B-B.
So you called me earlier, but I was on a phone call, and by the time I got off, you disappeared. What's up?
He must have bumped me already, because by the time I got on it, it was already disconnected, but it seems to have something to do with, and I don't get it, but when I talk on statewide one, and I'm not at home, it transmits across. That's what Jeff was calling me about. He said the noise was exactly the same time when I was talking on 5-1, which is what I was doing. So I don't get it. I don't know how that happened, and especially when I'm not home. That is weird.
Yeah, if you're not home, that is really weird. Do you have a node on... Do you have another node, like a Pi Star, running on 5-1 at the house? That would explain it then.
Yeah, but that's in monitor-only mode. You know how those work. And so it listens to statewide 1, statewide 2, the 3126, the Michigan 1. You know, nothing fancy. It just listens to those. So I've got one of those, and then I've also got, you know, another Pi Star node that's hooked up to the... you know, the all-star side of it, and I did leave the transmit on, you know, like my shortcuts, like star 526, and that takes me to the FBI repeater, but I did leave that on transmit. So somehow, when it's hearing that on 5-1, it transmits back on the all-star node to the FBI repeater, but I don't get it, and it only does it when I'm not there. That's what I don't get. So you would think other people would be talking on 5-1, and it would do the same noise. But that's what Jeff was saying. He said it was a direct relationship to when I was talking on 5-1, because I was talking to do a DIY on 5-1, and that's what Jeff was calling about too. He says it was the same time. So I don't understand how that could be happening.
So when a node is in monitor only, it still transmits. It just doesn't go out on the network. So anything on 5-1 is going to get transmitted on the node to your portable. But it's just your portable to the node won't go out on the network because it's in monitor only. So that's what's happening. Whenever there's traffic on 5-1, it transmits and it's getting into the All-Star node. So try physically separating them. Try putting one of them on a dummy load. But physical separation ought to do it, and then run some tests. As far as why it doesn't do while you're there, well, of course, when you're talking, it's not the node transmitting, it's you transmitting. And it's only when you're listening that, you know, to traffic on 5-1 that's transmitted on the node that it should happen. Now, that shouldn't be any different. That should happen whether you're there or not. So, but instead of getting all caught up in, you know, don't understand why, blah, 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 what's happening is when there's traffic on 5-1 and that node is transmitting that to your portable, it's somehow trashing your All-Star node. So, again, physical separation, whether it be the nodes themselves, utilizing the rubber ducks or put an external antenna on one or something, that'll physically separate them in a for all extensive purposes. But, yeah, when there's activity on 5-1, it's transmitting on the node, and that's trashing your All-Star node.
Okay, yeah, it's weird. So, all right, I'll figure it out. Did you bump me off, or did it do it itself?
No, I knocked it off, because you said you weren't home and you couldn't get to it, so I knocked it off.
Okay, yeah, well, I got on it, and then I saw it wasn't connected anymore, and then I really got thinking, okay, now how the hell is this happening? Because I can, you know, I got a VPN on my phone, so I had to go to a VPN, and then I just did it. So I'm just going to set up that node remote also on my cell phone, so that way I can just do the node remote and get at it, you know, in case I leave the house again and it, you know, it's hooked up.
Well, clearly the thing to do is make sure both of them are on and functioning and run some tests. you know, try positioning the notes. It could be, I've seen that particular sound, I've heard that Don used to have that exact same problem with a Sherry node when he had DMR running on a Pi Star or an open spot. And, you know, it was all a matter of proximity. Sometimes if he would put the node, like he put one node in the living room and then the other one was in his shack, and that seemed to solve it. But then he'd always bring that other node back into the shack, and then he'd be back to doing it again. You know, it's like they don't play well, side by side with other nodes. I've had the problem happen myself because I run multiple nodes. But, just the physical separation or pick one, not both.
Yeah, I'll try separating them first. So, all right, no harm, no foul. But like I said, Jeff said it was direct relation. So that's why he was calling me. I think he was trying to help diagnose it because you were calling on the hotline and then on the bat phone, and he was calling on 5-1 and saying that it was exact. He said it was weird. He says when I was transmitting, and that's what I really don't understand. What was I doing to make it different? But hey, what do I know? Like I said, I was probably 5 miles, 10 miles from my house.
Well, again, you know, I don't know why it would do it for you, but not whoever you were talking to. Because, you know, when you're not home, you know, there's no difference between you and anybody else. Assuming you were going in on, you know, the MI5 machine in Mount Clemens or something like that. All right, anyhow, I don't, you know, if I was sitting down looking at all the parameters, maybe I'd go, aha, but all I can tell you now is it's definitely one node interfering with the other one, so physical separation is the obvious first try. So, all right, I'm going to get back to a few things. Caught me between calls earlier, and I missed you, so I just wanted to touch base. Got to get back to some things. I got a few things to tidy up here before. Get the kids back. Got to start that whole thing.
Very good. Yeah. Marion's with the kids at this turkey trot thing today at the school, so Marion and my son, so she's still out of service, so they said only two parents, so I said, okay, I'm going to go to work, and you can go to the school, which makes her happy, so all is well. Very good, sir. Chat later. WAFU from N8KPP.
All righty. Catch you later. I'll be listening. I'm just probably going to be tied up. I got all sorts of things. Brigham is here this morning. Good thing the kids are in school. W8FU.
KE8BFI Mobile. Hey, Sean, just want to let you know I finally watched the second season of Tulsa with Stallone. It was excellent. Hopefully they'll do the third one.
The second season of which?
I can't remember the whole title, but it's Tulsa with Sylvester Stallone. I know you said you watched it. Tulsa, not Oklahoma, but Tulsa King or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I left off about halfway through the first season, and I haven't got back to it. I still got to get back into that and watch it through. And good, second season, so more to look forward to.
Oh, I thought you had watched the first one and then mentioned when the second one came out, so I've been wanting to watch it, and I finally did. So, very good. You got lots to watch. It's good stuff. I'll let you get to your busy stuff, KE8BFI.
Yep, just trying to finish up a few work things before I got to go pick the kids up and then start that. They got a Christmas tree lighting downtown tonight, so if the weather holds out, we'll probably go do that. But then I'll probably ask the kids, and they'll probably say, we want to stay home and play games. So I gotta watch that, too. All right, back to it. Thanks. W8FU.
WAFU, WAFU, WTOY. WAFU, WAFU, WTOY.
NATOY, WAFU, Jones, are you?
Sir, I just heard a rumor. I thought I'd better check with somebody. Do you know where we're going tomorrow morning?
Well, I don't know what that rumor would be. I'm not going to be participating. I'm with my grandkids all weekend, so I won't be able to get free. But what is it? Have you heard that the cabin opened?
Yeah, that's what I heard, but I'll go by one and then I'll go by the other. Well, fun with the grandkids, that's a lot better than breakfast anytime. WATOY.
Yeah, what I'd recommend is everybody get together there and then spread the rumor. Well, have somebody go scout it, and because it's just around the corner, and if you scout it, it's true. Then come back and then discuss it, you know, and see what the crew wants to do. But I wouldn't change anything. That place that we've been going to is great, right? It's very accommodating. It's large. It's, you know, so I would just stay there until, you know, you can get confirmation that the other one's still there, and then discuss with the group at large whether they want to alternate or stay or change or whatever. So it's first I heard. I knew they were getting close, but... you know, this place has been really, really accommodating, so there's that. I mean, we got side booths we can pull off to do little radio projects. I mean, that place is tough to beat. It's almost like a clubhouse. All right. Anyhow, I got to get back to it here. I'm working from home, kind of, sort of. I've got the grandkids, and they're in school right now. They get out in a couple hours, and I got a bunch of stuff I got to get nailed down before they get out, because I'm going to have any time to monkey with it after they get home until Sunday. I'll catch you later. Thanks for the heads up. W8FU.
All right, Sean. Back to work. W8TOY, be 73 and clear. Bye-bye.
N-H-T-O-Y from W-A-R-C-Y. W-A-R-C-Y is clear. W-8-F-U from W-A-R-C-Y. I know you're busy, you don't have to pick up, but I did call the Cozy Cabin, and yes, they are back open and in business. W-8-R-C-Y, clear. W-A-F-N-A-K-T-B. Wow. Was that a double, or were you that fast to key after I gave my call?
Yes, it was a double. Next stop, grab the little woman and go turkey shopping.
Well, she got hers a month ago or so.
Yeah, no, she got a rooster. Not a turkey, a rooster.
Okay. Anyhow, yeah, I'm out and about. I got a little, finally got everything done. And I had to do it, now I got a little downtime. I just tried to go find a couple of odds and ends. Man, I'll tell you what, these old houses, they don't have a lot of electrical outlets. I've been scrambling, you know, and for a gadget guy like me, everywhere I go, I've got, you know, 10 things I got to plug in. So I got to go find a little dollar store and get a cheap power strip.
Just make sure you don't overload it. You should know that.
None of my stuff is really pulling much. But, mostly, I got two phones I got to charge. I got some battery packs that I keep charged. Sometimes I'll be running a node. You're up to 3, 4, 5 things in no time flat. Ain't none of them really pulls a lot. They pull enough, so. And then they got a little, kind of weird. I don't know if it really makes sense. They say they keep the heat down, and then they have little space heaters, in different rooms that everybody can adjust to their own liking. And I get that, but they say, it keeps the cost down by keeping the main thermostat down low. Well, yeah, but then isn't your electrical up high? Doesn't it just, electrical, heat by electric is way more expensive than heat by gas, I think. I don't know.
I always thought that was the case, but you could Google it, but I always thought, as far as cost per therm, I always thought electricity in Michigan was the least economical. The most economical, of course, aside from wood or something like that, is natural gas. At least it's been a long time since I ever researched it, but it used to be that. Propane was somewhere in the middle, and fuel oil was somewhere above that, because we used to have one of those houses that it didn't have natural gas, so you always did the research. Yeah, I don't buy that electric is the way to go. Just, unless you've got some sort of plan or something like that with the power company, but even then, you have to do the math on it. And I still think they're charging more money for certain hours or more money for over so many kilowatts or something of that nature, too. So I don't buy the electric thing.
Yeah, I know. I've always heard the saying that electric's the worst possible way to generate heat. Even electric stoves. I don't know if those are any worse, but I'll take gas appliances anywhere I can. But maybe that's just conditioning by the gas company. Maybe they've got us right where they want us.
No, I think you could do a formula. I think there is. So I can't remember what it was, but something to ponder at another time. So I'm going to let you go. I'm in the driveway, and I got to go grab my turkey chopper. So that will be a little bit later.
Alrighty. I'll be bopping around for a little bit here, so maybe we'll catch you a little bit. W8FU. Driving all the way up into Donald's old neighborhood.
My old neighborhood? You're going further than that. You're going down towards Grosse Pointe, right?
Well, that's where I'm staying, but right now I'm heading up to Bomberitos, and I'm looking for a Dollar General or something, and boy, I'll tell you what, there ain't none down here.
Well, once every 6 weeks, I'm in an area of Mack Avenue about 2 blocks, 4 blocks from Bomberitos, taking care of some business in that part of the neighborhood. But, matter of fact, a couple times I tried to call you on my way back there on a Thursday and try to catch you, but, you're either busy or in a meeting or at lunch. But I was always willing to bring back a box full of goodies.
Yeah, Thursdays are usually packed with a bunch of useless meetings. Well, they're not useless, but I hate meetings. I hate some. Today's was great. We had a really productive meeting today, this morning, but we've got some serious business coming up, and everybody was on point and taking notes, so I was real happy with the meeting this morning. So, yeah, sometimes they're like that, but many times they're not. No, anyhow, Thursdays are generally pretty crazy. But as a matter of fact, this meeting that we did today was supposed to be yesterday, was supposed to be my Thursday meeting, but they had a go live in another part of the state, so many of the key players were off on that, so they pushed it off to today. But we had a huge, well attended meeting. So I don't get to say that too often. We had a great meeting. So I think I don't know where's the divider. I'm at Shady Lane, St. Joan, Sunnyside, coming up on Bomberitos here. Yeah, Bomberitos. So I've crossed over quite a little ways back, right?
When you hit the boulevard where the road splits, there's Bry's to the right and a Comerica Bank, and Old 8 Mile to your left on the east side. That's where it pretty much is, between the Shores and the Points.
All right, so Old 8 Mile, there you go. I'll look for that going back. So now I just got to shoot up here. I'm trying to find like a Dollar General or something like that, some place to get a cheap power strip so I can plug in a couple of things. A brush. I forgot to bring a damn brush. I should act like I'm going on a trip, you know. But anyhow, here I am. I'm entering the downtown district now. Yeehaw.
Okay, well, I'll let you concentrate and have two hands on the wheel and try to find what you're looking for. And, I did make a shout-out to you. I don't know if you heard it or not. I told you you didn't have to respond anyways, but the Cozy Cabin is officially open. All right, cool.
Have to stop in there at some point and say hi. I don't think we should change anything now. We should just, you know, now that you verified that, when we convene, the next time we convene, we can bring it up to the group and see. This new place has been awfully accommodating, but by the same token, I do like the old place. So I don't know. We can take it to we can take it to the consensus of the group. Maybe they'll want to alternate or something.
Well, the one thing nice about the new place is you can get out of the seats on both sides. At the old place, you got the wall along the one row of seats, and it's hard for those guys to get in and out. Other than that, though, whatever is decided upon, we'll most likely agree. All right. Again, I will let you get back on the road, and be safe. We'll catch up with you. W-E-R-C-Y, clear.
All righty. Yeah, I agree. You know, the new place is awfully convenient, you know, with the seating and the tables and the number. They can handle anything from a few to many, and the little booths where, like, you know, Dino broke off with his little no-building subgroup. You know, that's awfully convenient. I don't know that we could do that at the old place. So it's awfully convenient when from that perspective. All right, I'll catch you later. I'm turning. I'm gonna go north on Harper here at 9 Mile. Should be able to find something. W8FU.
RHK. NHRHK. This is NHRHK, Chesapeake, Michigan.
KE8 VSI Mobile. haven't stopped, meaning you're on the road all day?
Pretty much. I was down in, or I was in Troy, and I went for, actually I was in Auburn Hills, picked up a part, went to Troy, helped the pack, drove down to Detroit, replaced the fuse, and then I'm heading back up to Auburn Hills for the office.
Ah, sounds like my days used to be when I was in field service. Fun, fun. I just did a little trek from my house in Macomb Township to Great Lakes Crossing, looking for a specific set of sweatpants and zip-up hoodie. Didn't find anything. Ended up at Dick's on Hall Road and found something there, and I'm on my way home.
I still got 4 hours worth of work left. I'll hang up to the office, which is in Auburn Hills, up by Great Lakes Crossing. Go there and maybe do some online training or something, and then direct my happy butt home to Memphis a little bit later.
Yeah, you definitely get the miles on. Yeah, I had many, many years of that all over the place, so... But that's cool that you got ham radio, because that, I tell you what, that helps the drive time big time.
Oh, yeah. I had one day, I had to go up to Petoskey, so I just opened up repeater book, and since it goes with GPS, it gave me all the frequencies as I drove up there. And now that I got set up with the LTE modem in my van, I got my open spot one connected to that, and I got my DMR all programmed. WNFC, the mobile.
All right, very good. Yeah, you sound like you got it. When I was in my car a lot, I brought a clear node with me, which could do analog and digital. That was nice to have. And I got a T-Mobile hotspot as well. KE8VSI, calling mobile. Go ahead.
With E November Sierra Charles. Transversing from the office to home. I'm going to jump in and say, hey, I'm going to check. No.
All right, very good. Looks like it's the beginning of the afternoon drive time. A little early yet, but hey, if you're going home at 2:30, that's awesome from the office. So nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, normally Friday is work from home day, but had a vendor on site today, so I had to go there. I had to return the car anyway, since I took him for service about 5 before I leave. So. Had a purpose to the office today, but I started in on a part of a project and making some jumpers for a project I got coming up. So, yeah, got a few of those off so I can deliver them when I come back from vacation on the 2nd. So, taking the landing and delivering with my counterpart. So, got that done and figured out to kill my day out by making home.
All right, very good. I am almost home. KE8BSI, I'll be clear shortly. Cujo, go ahead.
Y'all are going home, and I'm just going to go. I'm going to go to Great Lakes Crossing. Go hit that steak and shake that's up there. Haven't had that for a while.
Yeah, I get home, I'm going to grab some lunch. I obviously didn't take lunch to the office today because I was going to leave around noon when they were done, but I was in that, I was punching down a bunch of jack boxes and making this harness that I got to make. Figured I better get them all done. I got to go to Lansing because I got to go there on the 4th. So figured I'd get them all done today, test them. So it took me a little longer than I really wanted to be there today, but oh well, got it done. Great Lakes Crossing, Steak and Shake. I haven't Steak and Shake in forever.
The only one on the east side. The other one is in Grand Rapids, up by Sparta. Almost hit that one last week when I was out there.
There used to be one 75 in University near the Stellantis campus. I went to a couple of classes out there at OPC. We went there for lunch. But I don't know if it's there anymore. They closed that one down a while ago. And the one that was on Concord over by Micro Center, they closed that one down about 4 years ago. Yeah, I ate that one too when I visited Micro Center, which I haven't been there in a while either. Although, you know, always a trip to Micro Center is fun. Like you guys have to stay out of that place because the last time I was in there, I got my LTE modem. Yeah. Speaking of LTE modem, they just looked up my rearview mirror and mine's there. I've been in my car for a few days. I have a Sierra Wireless on FirstNet in my car. So one of those LTE modems that we kind of use in the cars. I have the card in and everything. Works out well. I always have the internet in the car. Greg, you still there? I think he said he was pulling up at the house. That would have been the last one for him. Oh, gotcha. Yeah, this LTE modem, I got it for like $50, and it's, what do they call that, a pass-through? So I can hook up my home internet to one side and then bring all my switches out the other side. So if I actually lose my DSL modem for some stupid reason through Frontier, I got LTE service still. But it's here in the VA because I got my open spot connected to it. Oh yeah. Nope, I was looking up stuff on the internet. My coworker in Lansing sent me yesterday for, I don't know if you've ever heard of UMA. It's a VoIP phone. But I got to have a VoIP phone at home because of my alarm system, and it still has a dialer. So I'm getting ready to dump the Xfinity as soon as the fiber hits my house. And I got to make sure I have a phone solution to continue with the alarm. So he helped me out in that aspect. He said it works good because he's got one at his house. I'm like, okay, that'll work. And I can dump Xfinity finally. What kind of a control are you guys? You got a Vista, First Alert? What are you doing in your house? It's a little older of a Honeywell, but it works well. Is it a SafeWatch 3000 or is it a Vista 20? That's a very good question. I'd have to actually look. I'm not really sure. If it says SafeWatch 3000, that's the big blue. If it says Honeywell or First Alert, then it's a separate, what do you want to call it, behavior. And you can get a tail guard for it. I squelched out on that last part of it, but it does say Honeywell on it. It's got a nice color display on it. I'm not sure what model it is, but I'd have to look it. But you said I'd get a what for it? A tail guard, a TG7, or a NEPCO, I got a Starlink, NEPCO Starlink cell. Cell transmitter. Oh, yeah, I guess I could go that route. Might have to look that up, see what connects that, and just get it. But I was just going to go this way. It's for the phone, for the VoIP phone, the box is like $67, and all you pay for the line is the taxes and fees, which comes out to about $4 or $5 a month. So it's a digital cell then, or a digital phone? Yeah, it's VoIP. Runs off the, you can plug it into your modem and goes that way, which I'm okay with. Well, right now you're going through your Comcast. VoIP. Yes, correct. Yep, got Tommy Cass VoIP.
Okay, then it should be okay with the other digital VoIP, because there's a watchdog circuit on it. So if the watchdog circuit doesn't see that what we call line voltage, then it makes the dialer a screwy.
Yeah, I'm going to get it before I get rid of Comcast and try it and make sure it's going to work and do what I needed to do before I abandon, obviously.
Yeah, let me know how it works, because that's what I do, KCKGO.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that. I deal with the yellow sticker. It's out of Southfield. That's who I deal with. Ah, okay. I never heard of them, but I'm sure they're around. Yeah, I've been with them for 10 plus. One of their salesmen was a retired trooper that I knew. He was working there. He took care of me, and then he got out of that. Now he owns a bar in Mount Clemens. Doing really well, actually. Three Blind Mice.
Oh, okay. Well, the yellow sticker is actually now not owned by the brothers anymore. It's owned by a group of investors, and one of the investors is former president of Big Blue.
Ah, okay. Yeah. No, just trying to whittle away my tie to the contract that Bill came 2 weeks ago at $240. I bought had it sold.
Yeah, I work for JCI, which is Johnson Controls.
Ah, okay. That makes sense. At least if Johnson Controls that worked years and years and years ago when we're above the bus station in Detroit, they were the HVAC people.
Yep, that's York. And then environmental or building management is Megasys. I work for Tyco Security, which is a division of Johnson Controls, and then Simplex Grinnell and their other sister company.
Buddy I went to high school with worked for Tyco for a while, David Brown. He was doing a lot of work for them. I don't know if he still works for them or not.
David Brown. He was an installer. Kind of goofy-looking glasses, goatee, brown hair.
Receipt hairline, yep, that's him.
I know Dave quite well, and his Uncle Gary.
Yeah, back in the day, well, 30 years ago now, yeah, him and I hung out in high school, and obviously after that, we all went our separate ways. I'm up here now, so I don't get back down to the homeland very often.
It's a small world. Yep, I used to work with Dave. I was in service, he was an install. Did a couple jobs with him.
Yeah, he's a good dude. Always a little goofy, but you know, weren't we all?
I think he works for Local 50, but I'm not sure what company he is with now.
Yeah, I see him on Facebook every now and again, but I'm not sure where he's at now. But yeah, we all took electronics in high school. We were all in printing. We hung out pretty much, you know, all day, every day, you know.
Yeah, it's been a while since I have Dave on Facebook. It's been a while since I've seen him on anything.
How's my audio? I switched over to the Richmond repeater. Getting close to 23 miles here. Better, I'm still in the Warren. Yeah, I usually, Richmond helped me out 100%. I could take the Warren repeater almost home. About 4 miles from home, I'd lose it just because of tree coverage and whatnot. But I could get the Mount Clemens repeater when they had it all linked, but I don't think it's linked anymore. I don't know, I'm going to check that out later today when I start going home. W8NXP. Yep, home today. Today is the last day, and then off next week, and then back at it on inspection. Just trying to clean things up today, and they called yesterday at 20 minutes to 4, and today we want to come test this piece of equipment tomorrow. I said, well, they're like, we want to start at 9. I'm like, well, I won't be there right at 9. I got a 9:30 doctor's appointment that I got to go to, and as soon as I'm done with that, I'll be there. You guys come in, do what you need to do. That takes about 4 hours, so like, I'll be there when I get there. Our current phone system has two VLANs that come into it to transport all the data from it back to the server and LAN station. They got to come in and they had to test one of them because we're moving it off of the current phone system onto the new phone system. So they had to come and test, make sure it was reliable and up to speed and what bunch of other stuff. In a couple of weeks, we got to do some. We got to flip it over to the new phone system, and then they got to validate that it'll work with that. It's been a cluster.
Oh, I've been there, done that. Not with phone systems, but with, I do, access, ID badging systems.
Yeah, it's a pretty intricate network that they got going on here, but it works. So, and then we were dealing with the vendor that does the last mile we've been having issues with, so that's why everything took so long, and then we're supposed to go live, and we ended up having to push the go-live back to February, so we've been wanting to get this done and the next set of testing done, so it's done by the end of the year, so when I come back after the holidays, I don't have to worry about it. Get ready to cut over a couple of days before they'll cut that VLAN to where it needs to be. I won't have to worry about it.
Yay, it's Friday.
KFADYL, is that Sean out there?
No, it's KCAKKO. Cujo.
Well, how are you doing this evening?
Just got off the phone with my son, who's having a small stress attack, I guess you can say. And now I'm heading home from Auburn Hills.
Oh, well, geez, that's no fun. That doesn't sound like any fun. Hopefully he can calm down there. Nobody likes stress and anxiety.
And he's got to get his starter done on his truck and the pulleys. And my neighbor usually does it, but my neighbor's been sick for the past few days, and plus he's got a family member up north that's in the hospital, so his wife is gone, and he's not contacting my son, and my son is stressing out, along with, of course, our normal adulting of bills.
I see, that kind of stress, yeah. Well, that gets to everybody at a lot of times in their life, so. Hopefully it'll be all right. Just relaxing here after doing some maintenance on my tractor. That was a little stressful earlier, but I'm happy now.
Farm tractor or like John Deere lawnmower tractor?
Well, it's not really a farm tractor, but it's not a lawnmower tractor. It's a tractor. It's a 35 horse tractor, loader, backhoe tractor that I use around we got 40 acres here and then another 20 up north, but we use it around to do certain tasks, cut wood, split wood, do a bunch of stuff, use it for construction, that kind of tractor.
Yeah, that kind of, I know what you're talking about. It's not a full-blown tractor, but it's one with the loader on the front and like a little backhoe. Yeah, it's a small, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a Kubota L35. It's marketed as a entry-level contractor's tractor for general contracting type work. And I don't use it for contracting, but we've definitely done a lot of work with it over the years, that's for sure. It served us well.
That's all that matters. If it digs a hole and pushes the snow out of the way, works for me.
Yeah, she's been a good tractor. I take care of it. It takes care of us. Used it for a lot of stuff, building pole barns, maintaining driveways, yeah, doing snow, wood, all kinds of stuff. It's a good runner.
Yeah, you got that two-stage snowblower too, don't you?
Yeah, that's pretty much the only kind they make for the 3.1s. I don't know, it's not on the front, it's a 3.1 that goes on the back. I got a little snow thrower that goes on the front of a smaller tractor that I use mostly, but sometimes when you get to do bigger stuff, like we're going to be moving up to the UP in a year or two, so got this other bigger one. I don't use it down here too much. A little overkill, but it works. Yeah, all two-stage.
In a guy's world, there is no such word as overkill.
Yeah. Well, tell that to my wife.
Why do you have so many radios? You got one in your face, you got that digital thing about that you got. You got that other little box and that little blue thing that you blink in the middle of the night. That's this. Why do you have so much? I said, one can never have too many radios.
actually just got that one the other day. I came back from hunting and took all the radios out of my hunting stuff that I unloaded from my truck because I had a bunch of different types of radios. They were all lined up in the den there. And she said, why do you have so many radios? What are you doing? Hey, just calm down on the radios. It's all right. I need those radios.
The one that surprised me, she said, what's that thing that your friend John has? You know, he talks to the satellite. I go, aero antenna? And she goes, yeah, what is that? Where do you get it from? I said, you get it from aero antenna? Well, how much is one of those? I said, too much for me to afford right now? She kept asking, well, how much? I said, $200. She's like, well, where do you get it from?
Well, maybe she's fishing for Christmas gifts for you. W8CPT.
The man of the hour.
Yeah, I just had to comment. I was going to say the same thing. She might be fishing for Christmas gifts. I'd like to show her the website and everything.
It is not financially in the cards. So I said, no, we can't do that right now. Well, who knows? You guys might save up some more coinage.
She might have been saving the last couple of years and have a hidden fund.
I wish. She's been saving up for to cut these two trees down. And she keeps fishing for more money on that. I'm like, look, that's your thing. You do your thing. I'm not going to deal with it. You know, so she wants to cut down these trees down to the stump kind of thing.
Well, maybe she changed her mind and and she's going to get the antenna for you.
I would have to have nitroglycerin caps if she did that because I would have a heart attack. That's not bad that I was talking with. I caught your call, but I didn't catch your call.
KF8AYO, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Yankee Lima, and I'm off the BERT repeater here in Birch Run.
Oh, okay. I just didn't get your name. I said, I'm driving, so I can't write anything down. That'll be, like, detrimental to my health.
Yeah, that'd be nice. My name's Ken. This is WATPT, Captain Don, and good to meet you, Ken, and good to hear you again, Tom. I actually think I've talked to both of you before, earlier in the year, but yeah, I'm fairly new. I just got my license last April, so I'm still working my way around. I'm also gone a lot, so I'm getting my ear be heavy for a month or two, and then you won't hear a word from me for 2 or 3 months.
I'm on here every day, most of the day, because I drive all the time. KCHO.
Yep, and I jump on randomly. Sometimes I go quite a few days or maybe a week and I forget, and I'm doing other radio stuff, and other times I'm on here almost every day. I think I do remember talking, you know, it's just, random people that come and go, like you said, you know, because you get into other things, it's hard to remember call signs, but when you said your name, it rang a bell, but I wasn't sure. But, yeah, were you the one that was up on a hill or something and hitting a repeater? Maybe not, though. Well, definitely not up on any hills. I'm deep in the woods here. But the bird repeater comes in really well for me, so that one works out really well. Fred just added that one. I don't know, it was always there, but it wasn't linked into the rest of the system until, July, August, sometime that time frame. But you know, I like that one that links into the rest of those. But no hills here. It's all woods. All right, yeah, there was someone out that way that was maybe even in the woods. I don't know. I probably even remembered it wrong. They said they were on a four-wheeler or something out in the woods or out on a hill in the woods or something. I don't know. I could be totally wrong. They could have been in their car. I know.
Yeah, well, in my early days, I used to talk to Professor Donnell. Started to hear about his passing there. That's really too bad. That's a great loss for this radio community. Yeah, he set me straight on a lot of stuff. Talked to me a lot about how to do certain things. Yeah, I enjoyed his company, that's for sure. But yeah, I'm around here or there.
Okay, Ken won that one, I think, except for, I thinking you were talking about Professor Don, and that's the only part I didn't catch, who you were talking about, but I guess maybe, Cujo, you go ahead and back to Ken.
Sorry, Ken, didn't mean to bounce on you there. No, Don. Ever since I showed my daughter the video that you sent me of you getting hold of the ISS, it piqued her interest. I had to send her the video so she could show her boyfriend and her coworkers.
Yeah, that ISS stuff is pretty interesting. I might start looking into that. Yeah, what I was saying earlier was in my early days, April, May, June. I used to talk to Professor Don quite a bit. He taught me quite a bit on how to do certain things. In fact, he's the one who encouraged me on the GMRS side to go get my ham license. So I actually did. Based on his, he's like, just go get it. It's fine. It's like a driver's license. Then you'll have it forever. I'm like, all right. Yeah, I could do that. But yeah.
Okay, yep. Yeah, I sure miss Professor Don. It's like hardly anybody's on in the middle of the night anymore. That's when I'm up. And then it's just been a bad year. We lost Walt, WB80, so WA80 and WB80 passed. And then another ham operator that lives up north, Mark K8RPW, he was chasing the satellites with me all night long. He was a night owl too, and if I didn't hear him on the All-Star node, I'd be working an ISS pass, and there he was. it's been a bad year for losing ham radio buddies, that's for sure. But as far as the ISS, yeah, that's cool, Tom. That makes me think I'm even more right about your Christmas present. But we'll see. And yeah, Ken, if you get on YouTube at all, if you just search my call sign WACBT, you'll find my YouTube channel. I've made 6 QSOs with astronauts now. The last one was the coolest. It was like 3 in the morning, and nobody was on the repeater. I'm like, this is a 80-degree pass, and I'm not hearing anybody, and it gets straight overhead, so I'm like, NA1SS, this is Risky Charlie Papatango, are you listening? And I hear, Charlie Papatango, and it was astronaut Don Pettit. It was so cool.
Something big's happening over here on Adams, the entrance to this mall over here.
All right. Well, that's
driving. I grew up right in that spot, right there. And a little just on the southeast side. There's a subdivision there. That's where I spent my childhood, if you will, until about 10th grade.
On Facebook then, because I did some weird new search I'd never seen before anyway. So, hopefully everybody's all right.
Yeah, it must be something in the mall too, guys, because across the street from the mall, there's a head-on collision, so there's Oakland County over there. And on the east side with the Van Muir, it's that little village shopping complex over here. It's packed. And there's patrol officers everywhere.
I never actually understood why they did that mall that way. I used to like the Meadowbrook Mall that was right there. It was an indoor mall. It was nice. Why would you bulldoze a perfectly good mall and then put an outdoor mall in Michigan? I never got that. I don't know. I think the new one is a lot more popular for whatever reason, but I don't know why. I would think an indoor mall would be a lot better for this climate, but who am I? I guess that's why I'm not a real estate developer.
Yeah, I can honestly say I think I've only been there twice because the outdoor part of it did not appeal to me. Now, what is up with Facebook? Now, when you search stuff, I searched Partridge Creek Outdoor Mall, and I hit post, and instead of listing the post, now they got, like, pictures of anybody that posted a picture that had to do with it, and if not, they got words in a little box the size of the pictures, and it's just annoying. Why do they keep changing things? Ugh.
Back, guys.
Well, I'm not a Facebook user, so I can't help you on that one. I am an IT guy, but I don't do Facebook or Instagram or X or basically anything. Yeah, I mean, for years I've had Facebook mostly with people I know or my friends. I don't think there's hardly anybody I don't actually know in real life, and other than some, now I'm into ham radio, there's quite a few I've never met in person, but I'm sure I've talked to them extensively, most of them on the radio. And then Axe has a lot of ham radio stuff, a lot of satellite information for the different satellites, so I'm really only on there for that. And then, yeah, I'm sure I got accounts on the rest, but I don't really go on them all that often. It's just, the social media gets crazy. That's why I try to keep it with just, you know, people I actually know and now the ham radio operators. That they don't seem to cause too much of a ruckus compared to some of these people.
I'm back.
Yeah, I don't know. It gets rather annoying to me sometimes because I'm a darts guy. I like steel tip darts, and there used to be a lot of really good websites to, you know, find out where tournaments were, you know, stuff like that. But they've all moved to Facebook, and that's fine as long as their Facebook page is public and you don't need an account to look at it. But a lot of them make their Facebook page not public, like. Aren't you trying to get people interested in this? They're always looking for more people. Like, why is your page private where you can't read? Now I don't know where half the tournaments are and the, you know, luck of the draws and, you know, all these kinds of things. Like, whatever. I guess I don't know. I don't want a Facebook account. I just don't want it. Don't want any part of it. Yeah, you could always make a one to get you into stuff like that and just call it like Cozy Ken or something, because as long as you put one word for the first name and one word for the last name, you can get away with that. And I actually had to take my last name off of mine because, I don't know if Tom ever heard about this or not, but about, I don't know, probably about 3 years ago now, somebody supposedly said that they seen a black bear when they were deer hunting right near Memphis, and I was posting about it, trying to like spread the word, like a couple other people were, just so people would keep an eye out and see if it was true. And some guy just went nuts, man, and told me if I was a real hunter, I'd know there's no black bears down here, and he just went off, and he actually put my address right on the in the group, and I was like, are you kidding me? He must have looked it up for my last name. So when that happened, I'm like, okay, no more last name on social media, that's for sure. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing about that. I mean, you can find me on Facebook, you know, with my name, but only if you're a friend of a friend or I tell you to look for me. Besides that, you can just, you can find me, you can send me a friend request. And I think I deny a lot of people that I don't know. But I know there was probably about 8 years back, something like that, when I lived in Romeo, that I had a trapper, you know, what is it, I had problems with raccoons at my mother-in-law's house, and I was talking with him, and he was asking, he's been up north of Romeo because of bobcats coming down, he trapped a couple.
Yeah, I did make a Facebook profile, well, fake, I just put a fake name and a fake address. I don't know why does Facebook want to know your name and address? Why can't you just say I'm Drip Dropper? Who cares who you are? But whatever, I did that because I don't know why, I don't know how Craigslist got so behind and Facebook Marketplace took over everything, but if you want to sell anything, you pretty much got to be on Facebook Marketplace. So I had a couple of tractor implements to sell that I needed to get rid of. I knew they'd sell real quick, and I was right. They sold within like the first 2 days, but like 3 days later, after that, Facebook sent me an email because I had to use an email to find. They sent me, oh, we think that you're misrepresenting yourself. Your account's been banned. Like, they figured out I used a fake address or fake name or whatever. I used my real first name, but I didn't put my last name and I didn't put my real address. And they somehow figured that out, that's not right. You're not who you say you are. Yeah, well, screw you. I already made my sale, so.
Did you say you sold some tractor implements? I'm curious now. It'd be funny if I'm the one that bought them. Go ahead, Tom, and then let me know after on your next round.
I'm going to have to begin real quick because I'm in the hole here on the road in Oregon, so I'm going to get good friends.
Ooh, yeah, that was a little rough there, Tom. We still make it out, but yeah, that was a little rough. But I think you said you knew it was a bad spot for you at the moment. Yeah, I sold a couple tractors. I sold a box blade that was too short that I bought a long time ago. I just hit it around. I don't like this thing. It's too narrow for the tractor I got. I never liked it, so I got rid of it. But I knew it would sell for somebody had a slightly smaller tractor than I did, and a back blade on top of it. But yeah. Facebook, they figured it out. Yeah, you're not who you say you are. I guess I'll just make fake accounts, and it takes them 4 or 5 days to figure it out, but it only takes me 2 or 3 days to sell it.
Ah, okay, because I don't remember even exactly where I went to pick them up, but I got a Ford, is it 840, 860, something like that. I don't even know. I should know. But somebody's selling a disc and a two-bottom plow, and I know I went out that way and grabbed them. I had to get one the first day when I went and checked them out, and then I had to go back to get the other one because they both wouldn't fit in my truck. But anyway, yeah, I don't know. I've had a Facebook account since before it was public. It used to just be for college kids, and I was already well out of college when that was going on, and my one buddy would always post his fishing pictures. He was a little bit younger than me. He'd always post his fishing pictures on there, and I'm like, dude, why do you put them there? I can't ever see them. Put them on some public site. And he's like, well, all you got to do is join it and say you went to Macomb Community College and you'll get in, and I did. So all I needed was back then you needed your college, and then you needed your email, and then you put your name, so if they ask for address now, that's news to me. I don't think they have my address at all. That guy looked up my address online, I think, on Google or something when he posted it, but at any rate, yeah, it's interesting. And I'm curious where your dead spot is, Tom, if you're still there.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm on the Warren repeater because I can't get the Romeo just yet for Richmond. So Adams Road, just off of Clarkston Road. It was, whatever those streets are right there. I was going down in the valley, and I'm kind of making it.
Sounds like you're going from west to east over there, Tom. I know that area pretty well. My brother lives in Lake Orion. My parents live in Clarkston. But yeah, you're on Adams and Walton, and sounds like you're kind of headed towards. You're hoping to get closer to Richmond Tower anyway. It sounds like you're headed that way. Safe travels. And this is KF80 Wild 480. How are you, Captain Tom?
All right, yeah. W8CPT for ID. Yeah, he's probably working and heading home, I would guess. Should be hitting Richmond pretty soon. I never went west of Richmond. If you went and pick it up, I'm sure you know, though. And I'll be here for a little bit longer, but once my food gets here, I'm going to eat. And it says the DoorDash dude's heading to me. So we'll see how long it takes them in traffic.
Probably longer than it'll take me to get home. KCAKJO. Where am I at here? Clarkston and Rochester Road.
Yeah, well, sounds good. And with that, my wife's calling me in here. I think she's got supper ready, so I'm going to head on in. Maybe I'll be on later, but who knows. But good chatting with you, gentlemen. Thanks for your acquaintance again. And this is KF80 Well.
All right, Ken, enjoy dinner. And it was good talking to you again. And I'm sure we'll chat again on down the line here. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I'm just getting to the Stony Creek Road light at Rochester, so I just went over to the Romeo repeater, and I can't hit, I don't know why I can't hit it. I know I'm close to it. I'm running full power, so I'm hitting Warren like crazy.
Yeah, I don't use that Romeo too much because I'm usually going from Sterling Heights, up that way toward Richmond. So before I even start losing the Warren, I'll switch over to Richmond because it's just a little bit clearer. So I don't use the Romeo that much. I know, I think it was Eric was saying that I wonder if that's my DoorDash or you don't know. Okay. I think it was Eric saying that he noticed it's been declining a little bit too, so Maybe it's having some issues, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know where the tower's at, so, you know, so that's probably why. If it's on top of the water tower, you know, it's up there, but like I said, it might be degradation on it. Who knows, maybe it's patina on the antenna.
Yeah, I can't remember how high that one was. I don't have a good enough memory, but I'd be curious when you know you can hit the Richmond, see if you're hitting the Romeo one at the same spot, because I'm assuming, I'm pretty sure the Richmond one is going to get a better antenna a little bit higher up at the top, and then I'm wondering if that Romeo one's even going to be needed once that happens. That'd be nice when that happens. It does pretty good, though, that Richmond one, for everything I've used it for. Shoot, I even hit it when I was in Yale. I mean, it was a little bit, you know, scratchy, but I actually hit it.
Just rain, just the outer rain of it. So I kicked over there real quick while you and Ken were talking, and I could hear it, but it was kind of crackling. Like, I know I'm right at the outer bank.
I'm going to wait till you talk the next time, and I want to flip over, because I usually hit Romeo from here, but, you know, not that great. I'm curious if I'm even hitting it now. We'll see.
Well, this is the Richmond one. How do I sound?
Yep. You talked just long enough for me to flop channels, and then I can hear it, but it's in and out, but it could be because my squelch is set high. If I lowered my squelch, I'd probably still be able to hear the Romeo one from here, which is about how it used to be for me.
Well, I moved from the Warren repeater, and now I'm over on the Richmond repeater. I just went to Romeo, and I can barely make it out. So, but Richmond is like right here at the cusp.
Well, that's good to note for Sean, because that means the Richmond one's hitting better where you're at west of there than the Romeo one is. So, yeah, that higher antenna will probably make that one not needed.
Yeah, I'm heading east on 32. Like I said, I don't know where the Romeo Tower is at. I don't know if it's up here by the proving grounds or just east of the county line, but I tried hitting it and it's not the greatest, so I'm literally talking on Richmond right now.
Well, that's another kudos for the Richmond repeater. Hey, that one's doing pretty good. Awesome. I don't know, you should be hitting the Romeo one pretty good there, I know it's real hilly there. When you come down 32 from Rochester Road, it's a lot of ups and downs, so that could have something to do with it too.
I'm literally, where am I at, 32, I just hit past Townsend, so I'm not even hit the quicker yet, or even to the curves. But, you were loud and clear on Richmond, but I went over to Romeo. No good.
Yeah, that's interesting. I know the only time I ever use that one is when we go to the Lark at Stony Creek. I'll flip over to that one once in a while if I'm talking to somebody. But I don't think I've had to do that ever since the Warren one got upgraded. So yeah, that Warren one is still just phenomenal in my eyes. I was at Whale Center and I-69, and I know you're kind of up higher, you know, once you get on the overpass there, and I threw out my call sign on when I was actually on the overpass on Whale Center, and it hit the Warren one. I was like, wow.
Yeah, I'm up off of Stony Creek. I can key up the Warren they start feeding him, I switch over to Warren, and I get good irons and kicks on it just fine. But the Romeo one, I think, is going to lose its leg distance on it.
Yep, and I'm looking at this DoorDash driver map. He must be dropping off other orders or something, man. he's going from Shaner and Hall Road to, like, I don't know, it's changed like three different times which way he goes. And who knows if they even follow the map on there. Oh, geez, it just switched again. That's crazy.
I don't know why it just picked Taco Bell. You know, because I got those retro beef Maximals, which are my favorite. So I got three of those and a bean burrito heading my way when I get home.
Yeah, I haven't, up until about maybe a month ago, I haven't had Taco Bell at all for, like, years, because that one in Richmond, I ate there, and I ended up with a diverticulitis infection that I used to have before I had the surgery, and I would not go to Taco Bell at all because of that, and I'm like, well, I got the surgery, and the bad part that gets infected is gone, so I guess I'll try it again, because it was the only thing that would DoorDash to my house after midnight. So I've had it twice in the last month, and it's pretty good. I think it was the Fiesta cheesy potatoes that did it to me, though, because when I ate them both times that I had problems, they kind of tasted like they might have been old, like rotten even. So it could have been that, but yeah, no, I like Taco Bell, and I haven't touched it in like 4 years, and I just recently, last month, started it again, and I'm like, ooh, yeah. You're hitting it, but it's definitely not as good as what you were on the Richmond one. That one was doing a lot better. But yeah, that is a good distance. That's cool.
I was up around the pond, and I was switching between, because I got Richmond, Warren, and Romeo next to each other, so I just flip back and forth when you're talking. Warren came in really loud and clear, and then it dropped out.
Yeah, I figured that where you're at on that road is going to be in and out because of the hills and curves and because even the Richmond was a little bit scratchy there, but I still can read you fine though. It's just amazing what these things do. And I noticed my voltage isn't dropping as much as it used to. It must be, well, I got the truck running too, that's probably why. But it's not dropping too much. I got to see what it goes to, up to when I run key.
You know what amperage your alternator is? KCKJ.
Yes, it's portable.
KF8S, how you doing? WHCPT. I don't know what amperage my alternator is, but the little cigarette lighter plug-in says 13.2 volts. The radio actually says 13.5, but it's actually dropping down to 11.3 when I key up. So, yeah. And again, I'm lazy and I got it plugged into a cigarette lighter. That's probably not the best way to do it, of course. Go ahead, Dave, and then hand it to Tom.
Yeah, I just thought I would try this out. We're walking to the mailbox and talking into Mount Clemens. How's it sound?
Loud.
Yeah, it sounded good over here. sounding really good. You're on an HD, you said?
Yeah, I'll try not to be so loud. It might be the repeater that picks up my volume really loud. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm on that Radtel 890.
Oh, you sound good, Dave. Definitely. I think it's good audio. But you're like me. I have a loud voice, so I know how to project into a crowd.
Yeah, I wonder if you could hit Warren with an HD. I bet you could.
I could try. 1 second. All right, I'm on the Warren. How's it coming in?
Does anyone sound the difference?
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds almost exactly the same. That's cool.
Which one sounds better? How about that? Is the UMP, this is Warren now, so does Warren sound better than Mount Clemens?
That sounds good on both sides.
Back over
like
the
UMP,
Richmond
there.
I think
and
I'm
going to
say Warren.
Richmond sounds good,
but
it jumped
out
to
UMP.
Warren, and you sound just the same.
Here, I'm going to try Richmond just for fun. Am I making it into Richmond?
Wow, it doesn't sound any different. That's cool.
I got the trifecta. I can get into all three.
You still there? Go ahead.
Yeah, that's cool, man. You can hit all three. Did you try it with your little other antenna?
Oh, the one at the house can, but you know, I'm walking. I'm at the mailbox right now. It's kind of windy out here. 15 mile per hour wind gust.
All right, I sound like somebody else might have been trying to get in. Is there someone else out there? Go ahead.
Question.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is NATVE up here in Hemlock. Was having trouble with this Yaesu, and I'm wondering if you're getting any audio over.
Oh, Roger, sounding really good. Sounding really good.
All right, he was having a problem with the microphone connector, and I was hoping I got it taken care of. Thank you for answering my question. You gentlemen, have a good evening. I'll be clear and listening.
All right, and this is WHTPT, Captain Don. Right, I think I'm going to go ahead and clear on out, guys. My DoorDash order says he's literally probably about half a mile away, so I'm going to be eating some Smokey's ribs here shortly, so I'll be back on later on, and I'll catch you guys later. WHTPT.
All right, thank you, Captain Don. I'm just walking back to the house right now. I got my hands all clear out as well. You're listening. You can't see it.
You dropped out, Dave. Are you still in Richmond or Warren?
I'm on Mount Clemens, so I got this flashlight that's kind of like right next to the antenna. I wonder if it's absorbing all the RF, but anyways, I'm going to clear out because I've got my mail in one hand and I got a dog in the other hand and all that stuff. So I'll catch you guys later. KF8S.
FAS 73KCKJO. Here, who cares out there somewhere?
Cheers!
So what's going on, KCKJ?
WADAP.
What's up? Heading home. Getting into Richmond.
I'm having fun with my gates at work. One gate was closed and one gate was open. When I open one gate, it closes the other, vice versa. The stupid remote control has a range of like 200 yards. Oh boy, this can go on all night.
Costco gate arms with a slave, or are they Chamberlains? Next question.
I don't know.
Do you have a key?
Long ones on a track, 30 feet long. Okay, so I drove way down the street. So I was like 300 yards from the second one and only like 150 from the first. Okay, they're both closed.
Do you have dual gates with a single transmitter?
Yeah. Usually the remote isn't strong enough to do both gates at once. So must have been good. Conditions must be right. So, I have no idea. And I didn't even hold the remote down. It's like on my visor against the roof of the vehicle. So, it does that once in a while. I just got to remember to pull out of the parking lot and actually go about a couple hundred feet down, then lock the second one. So the first one doesn't unlock.
So the 30-foot GM driven, so it sounds like those are Oscos. Is it a big blank box that has the unit in it?
Yeah, I think we there's a light bulb inside there that we turn on in the wintertime to keep the heat up, to heat up the box so it doesn't freeze, if I can remember right.
Those are old ones.
Yeah, dip switches. The remotes have dip switches. They're not the rolling codes like normal garages are.
Yeah, the dip switch is a little bit more reliable because, you know, with the rolling codes, I mean, they're kind of goofy. But I'm just wondering what kind of operator that's inside. Do they go really fast when they close and then they slow down and then they close, or are they just one single speed when they close?
One single speed, and I would say it's medium. It's about as fast as a person can walk, so it's not too fast, and it's not really slow. So, yeah, just imagine, like, a person walking. That's how fast it closes.
Yeah, that sounds like an older... Are they the big sandboxes where the door opens like a door, or is it an operator that's, like, smaller, and you lift the cover off of it?
Yeah, you know what, I didn't look that closely. The box is, you know, I don't know, seems like the box is like the size of a microwave or something, as far as I can remember. I don't really look at it too much. It's like, when I close it, it's usually dark out.
They sound like the older Chamberlain ones. Yeah, those ones get kind of funky. Yes, I have had some experience with them.
Yeah, on my old garage door, it's a rolling code, right? So most cars have those three buttons, you know, like in front of the rearview mirror, and you can program them. The thing is, though, I have three vehicles. And for some reason, once I program one car, like if I program another car, then the first car stops working. Like, maybe it's just, I have a new garage door opener now. Maybe it's not like that. But my old one was. It was only have one vehicle programmed besides the remotes. All the remotes work, but If I programmed the car, one car, and then programmed a second car, the first car would stop working. And I programmed the first car, and then the second one stopped working.
Now, there's a trick to it, to get all of them to work at the same time, because I had to replace my mother-in-law's garage door opener. She's got a yellow button that she presses, and it programmed it. So I got her car programmed, but my Escalade is too old to run it. And so I bought the remote keypad, the wireless keypad, where you type in a code and it opens the garage door. Before that, on the older one, I actually had a card reader installed that you just needed a key fob, and you beat the reader and the garage door would open.
Roger. Well, the one I have now is the top of the line. I don't know if it's a Stanley or whatever the modern ones are. It's Bluetooth. It's got an app. It's got a camera, 1080p camera, and I can open and close it with an app. And it was only a few bucks more than the one without it. I figured, yeah, what the heck. The one up at the cottage, that's about the same thing, but it doesn't have the remote app access. And the guy gave me two remotes for it, and I lost one of them already, because I give my remotes to all my neighbors, and all my neighbors, one of my neighbors has it, and they all deny it, but I know for a fact I gave one to one of my neighbors.
The MyQ app.
WADAP. Yep, the IQ app. It's got a nice, like, square LED light. It lights up when you open the garage door, it's a pretty bright light built into the unit. But it's kind of like a square. It's not just one bulb. It must be, I know it's LED, so, but the light goes around the whole border of the mechanism, so it lights up the garage really good.
Now that's a Chamberlain. I got the same one from my mother-in-law. But because of what I do, you know, for my company, I'm an access control technician. So I have card readers that open up gates, gate arms, you know, and I know which ones are good and which ones aren't so good. The aren't so good ones in this type of environment are the hydraulic closers. Don't ever get those in Michigan.
I remember a couple of winters ago, well, it was probably about 10 winters ago, it was really cold and it wasn't working, so they put a light bulb inside there. In the winter time, the light bulb gives off enough heat to warm up the inside of the box. In the summertime, they reach in and screw the light bulb. It's simple.
Is this your company, or is this the company that you work for?
No, the company I work for. They might have like updated the circuit board. You know, that's the IT and the maintenance department. I just remember they're out there hooking up a light bulb, and I figured out. I knew why, but I don't know if it's still in there.
Yeah, it sounds like an older gate controller. If you have a small box about the size of a microwave and it sits on a couple posts, and then it's just got a small gate controller, so that's a Chamberlain. But if it's if you go in there and you see it's a bigger box and the chain goes behind the box and through it, that is that's an Osco. And I can't think of the name of the controller in there. It's electronic, the newer ones.
Well, our building is right across the street from the tech center, and actually our building used to be an office building owned by GM, and there's another factory that's just north of us, and if you look at the old Google map pictures, you'll see like a walkway, a tunnel, not a tunnel, but the buildings were connected, so you can walk from one building to the other without going outside. It was like a hallway.
Is that off a mound or off of anything.
Oh, off the 12 mile, right across from the water tower, that entrance, the 12 mile entrance.
I gotcha. Okay. I know where you're at. I'm gonna have to drive by there during the day and say, oh yeah, I know those gate controllers. The only reason I know about gate controllers is I spent 20 years at Metro Airport doing their system, and one of my jobs was to make sure those gate operators worked. And they had these high-speed ones, these older high-speed ones, which were hydraulic. And all they were hydraulic wheels compressed on a slide. I was going out there in the middle of winter, every time it was a heavy snow because the gate wasn't closing. And I'm like, you need to get rid of these things because they're not made to be in a wet environment because the wheels would slip. It's like driving a car on ice.
Well, like we were talking before, the pizza place is right at the end of my street. And right across the street is, Sean comes up there once in a while. They install radios or antennas or do something there. Sean, if you're out there listening, what do they do at that place across the street from my work? Sometimes, I thought you said that police cars go in there to get stuff installed or something.
Talking about the tech center or something else?
Well, yeah, I'm on my street, like across from where you pull in. There's like a building there, and I thought you said you went there to do something. Cop cars go there to get radios or something installed, or am I thinking of something else?
Well, if it's actual tech center property, I'm not sure. There was a building across 12 Mile there where they did, like, some custom research stuff, and we've done some custom stuff in there. I had one job in there. It was custom. I was on a big mobile command post kind of a thing, and General Motors had given the city this vehicle, but then they made them give it back because they said they wouldn't title it because it was an experimental vehicle or something. I forget. It was a big snafu. We spent countless hours and thousands of dollars on this silly thing, and they made us give it back or something. I forget what the details were. And that was my only experience. Unless it's something else. You know, it rings a bell. A long time ago, there may have been a place there that did some upfitting, but if there is, I can't remember who it was and what the details were.
But it's almost literally exactly across the street from our entrance. I think it says reflashing center right now, but literally it's right, I mean, directly across the street. Almost, I think it's like exactly directly across the street from our driveway where you turn in.
I guess I'm going to have to test one of my 9 lads and go check that area out.
There's one time where, this might have been years ago, Sean, he said, yeah, I'm going to be right by, I'm going to be right across from your work. I'm like, okay. So I remember you saying that. And this was years ago, though. Might have been 10 years ago.
Now, I know when we were upfitting all the cars with the new radio equipment, when they got their new system about 10 years ago, we had to go chase cars all over the city. You know, the cars that were there, you know, were obviously there. But then we had to track some down at body shops and down at the public works, you know, the garage. And there was a place there I thought that was doing something. Maybe they were getting their decals done there or something. They were getting stickered. So we had to go there to swap out radios. So I'm kind of thinking that's what was going on.
Yeah, that probably sounds about right. Anyhow, I'm home, but anytime you want to drive by there, Cujo, just let me know. I got a radio monitor 2.6 at my workbench. So, anyhow, catch everybody a little later. W-A-E-A-P.
KJKL in this bus pull up to the driveway. KJKL.
I'm eating my $25 pizza.
I'm having Taco Bell.
Watching Inside Out, the second Inside Out piece. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which one of your grandkids is anxiety?
Neither one, really. Who are you? Which one of the emotions are you? Saliva. Which one of the emotions are you?
Joy.
Joy? Cool.
Put the 2x4 on the side of the house. I don't know if it works any better.
Is that KZZ?